Every night growing up, my brothers and I would have to find our mom somewhere in the house in order to say our prayers with her before we could go off to bed. And it was a simple prayer that was passed down in her family. And it went, "Dear Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. Bless me and keep me for thy love alone. Amen." And when my brothers and I first learned this prayer, we probably didn't really know what we were saying. We just knew we had to say it before we went to bed. And we knew that we were telling Jesus of our love. But beyond that, we didn't understand. But that was all right because we eventually grew into the prayer and we learned what our mother was trying to teach us about Jesus. Our mom wanted us to know that Jesus will guide us, that he will love us, and that he will be with us as our good shepherd. So in this simple way, this simple prayer, combined with the graces of the baptism that I received many, many years ago, this prayer helped prepare me to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and his call to the vocation of the Holy Priesthood. And for that, I give thanks to my mother for helping to open me up in this way to the possible hearing of our Good Shepherd's voice. And our mom was helping my brothers and I to know, love, and follow Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And Mary, our Blessed Mother, is very crucial in this very task of helping us to know who Christ is and how to recognize his voice, as my own mother taught me to do this as a young child. Mary ponders in her heart and keeps safe the truth of Jesus' identity and leads us towards the very true nature of her Son. Her Immaculate Conception reminds us that she needed to be stainless in order to bear God in her womb. However, she is also titled the Mother of God, to remind us that Jesus is both fully God and fully man, that she was his mother, his true mother, and not just some replaceable incubator. And we can see that Mary's very person leads us towards her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Blessed Mother, through her various titles and privileges, helps us, our Lord's sheep, to know, to hear, and to follow his voice. In a similar manner, all mothers and grandmothers and aunts, both physical and spiritual, share in this most sacred endeavor with the Blessed Mother, to teach their children, our young people, to know, hear, and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. And this begins first and foremost with teaching the young people how to recognize the voice of Jesus Christ. And there are many ways to do this, and I will only go into a few. And the first could be what my mother did, to teach us how to pray according to the tradition of the church. And this can begin with teaching them a simple nighttime prayer, and then building on to the other prayers that the church and our Lord has given us, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, a morning offering, or even the Creed. And it is perfectly all right if our children do not understand the words of these prayers exactly when they first learn them and memorize them. It's perfectly all right. They'll eventually grow into them as I did. And as they grow in wisdom and maturity, they'll come to the fullness of the truth and understanding of what those prayers truly signify. And when they are grown into adults, these will be very helpful and very crucial ammunition in their spiritual life. They will be a strong foundation to help them to serve and love our Lord Jesus Christ. And another possible way to build this foundation to help our young people recognize the voice of Jesus that is so crucial for our mothers to do is to read Holy Scripture to your children, especially the Holy Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Young people must hear the deeds and the words of our Savior on a daily basis in order to truly recognize his voice and follow him. Follow him, the Good Shepherd, who will never lead them astray in a world with so much noise that so desires to lead them astray. And we need to teach them what the saints tell us about these very gospel passages. But most importantly, something mothers are so ready and able to do because of their closeness with our Blessed Mother, is teach our young people how to carefully pray over each and every Bible verse, to dwell over each and every word, just as Mary pondered in her heart about each and every moment in Christ's life. And to teach a child to recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd is the gateway into living a life focused for and following this same Good Shepherd. This is a life that is focused on the eternal glories of heaven. And mothers and grandmothers and aunts, this is your sacred vocation. And with the help of Mary, to give our young people the courage to join Jesus, the Good Shepherd at Calvary, where he chose to bear the cross instead of the shepherd's crook, so that we may have eternal life. So mothers, grandmothers, and aunts, I encourage you to continue helping your children to recognize the voice of Jesus, their Good Shepherd, so that they may faithfully follow him now and for the rest of their days.